Joining me now is Monterey baseball coach John Looper. Coach, very, very solid win over Clay County on Tuesday. Tell me, what stuck out to you in terms of your club's overall performance?
Well, we played really well defensively, played really good, solid defensive game. And, you know, our pitchers, even though we didn't get a lot of strikeouts, we kept it around the plate, kept them off balance, got some balls that we could handle defensively, and we made plays. And offensively, we were just optimistic, I can say it. But, you know, when we got chances to score runs, we did. We didn't leave a lot of guys on base and took advantage of our opportunities.
Talking about the pitchers, I feel like one thing that really stuck out to me was, especially with, I think it was Evan Robinson that really stuck out to me about this, first pitch strikes. I think I saw that he saw 19 total batters, and I think he threw first pitch strikes to 14 of them. I know as a coach you probably want that to be even a little bit higher, but how important is that just to get ahead of hitters where you're not working from behind and you're able to attack them a little bit more instead of having to maybe pitch a little bit more carefully?
Oh yeah, it's really important to get it work ahead and make them hit your pitch instead of them getting the pitch they want, which is why I think he was effective. And like I said, got a lot of pitches that they couldn't square it up or barrel it up, whatever you want to call it, and put the ball in play, but it was balls that we, you know, had the opportunity to make plays on.
Do you think young pitchers maybe sometimes when they fall behind, and do you think they sometimes maybe try to be a little bit too fine? They try to hit spots a little too, you know, close to whether it's on the plate, off the plate. Do you think pitchers sometimes, especially young ones, maybe getting trapped in that mindset of I've got to make this pitch right exactly here instead of just not worrying about it and just hitting their spots?
Nah, I think most of your high school pitchers are getting that when they struggle a little bit, they want to be, you know, do whatever they have to be pinpoint perfect, and that's when they'll start struggling. Instead of just keeping the mindset of I'm going to pitch, they go and think they have to be perfect, and that's when mistakes get made.
So let's talk about your club's offensive performance last night. I feel like a lot of guys really stuck out. I know Tucker Phillips had three hits. Silas Randolph had a couple doubles in there. One thing that stuck out to me watching them was it seemed like there was a concerted effort to try to go to the opposite field. There was a concerted effort to hit the ball where it was pitched instead of maybe trying to pull it and put a lot of power into it, just putting a good swing on the ball and hitting it where it was pitched. How much of a role was that in just, you know, scoring as many runs as you did last night and having the performance you did?
Well, you're right. We did last night. We went the opposite way, hit it where it was pitched. And, you know, I'm proud of that because we do work on that a lot. I think, you know, from a hitting mentality, you have to be selfless and not try to pull to hit the big shot or the hard hit ball. And you have to be content with, you know, trying to hit the line drive the opposite way. And, you know, a lot of discipline there. I was happy with that. For most of our hitters, you know, the discipline was there to take the pitch where it was coming from and try to go the opposite way. And you know, when you do that, and so, you know, they will make a mistake that you can drive and pull. But, you know, we did do a good job of that last night. You're right.
Coach, last time we spoke, you had a heavy emphasis on your guys finishing games, maintaining intensity throughout games, and maybe in games where it turns into a little bit of a blowout, not really losing that edge a little bit. Do you feel like you've seen an improvement in that these last couple of weeks?
Well, some days yes, some days no. I mean, it's an ongoing battle, it's hard to keep that intensity up every day, and that's the tough thing about baseball. You know, football, you play one game a week, and you get up for that one game. In baseball, you got to find a way to get up and have yourself mentally prepared every day, just about. And, you know, that's what separates really good teams from just good teams, is the teams that can come every day to play.
So, Coach, last question for you then. How much of a focus is there right now also on just doing the little things properly? You know, a lot of coaches talk about just being able to get a bunt down properly, being able to know a situation and know where you need to hit the ball, getting the ball in the air to the outfield if you've got a guy on third with less than one out. How important are those little things, and how much are you focusing on those as the regular season begins to wind down and we get to district tournament time?
Oh, we will. we'll go back and go fundamentals top to bottom before we go to the postseason. That's what you have to keep. You have to be fundamentally sound in everything and every day. And we'll go back, you know, have a couple of practices where we work on nothing but that defensively, offensively, base running, situationals, all that things. We'll work on that. And, you know, I think my personal opinion is, you know, when you go into the postseason, you got to go back and hammer in fundamentals even more so that if we're out of it, you know, little things we might not be doing right, we've got to correct and do better.